Welcome back to Torah Imechanach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Chof Gimel. So a lot of exciting and very dramatic things going on in our learning these past few days. So if you recall, after Ahazayahu was killed by Yehu, and all the males and his nephews were killed, his mother, Queen Ataliah, or Ataliahu, who was a princess from Malchus Yisrael, takes over. She was married to Yehoram from Malchus Yehuda. Together they had Ahazayahu. But after Ahazayahu is put to death, she does not want the kingdom restored to a king from Malchus Yehuda, a sign of Beis David. And so she, a princess from Malchus Yisrael, takes over. If you recall, that's how we ended yesterday's learning. It seems as if there will be no more kings from the dynasty of King David. Is that possible? Who comes to the rescue? Yehoshaphat, a sister of deceased Ahazayahu, and her husband, the Kohen Gadol Yehoiada, if you recall, they hide Yoash ben Ahazayahu, a little boy. They hide him for 6 years. He's the last remnant of Malchus David, Malchus Beis David, and they hide him in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest place. I shouldn't have said that. They hide him in the hidden bedroom, the Pasuk says, of the Beit HaMikdash, a hidden room, and they know no one will look for him there. And so that is where we left off. Queen Ataliah, who is an idol worshiper and spreading idol worship through the land, who thinks she has killed all remnants of Malchus Beis David, is currently queen. She is from a progeny of Malchus Yisrael, and Yoash ben Ahazayahu, a little boy, has been hidden for the past 6 years by his aunt Yehoshaphat and his uncle Kohen Gadol Yehoiada. That is where we are up to as we begin Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Wow. Ubashana Hashvi'is, in the 7th year, remember he was hidden for 6 years, his Chazek Yehoiada strengthens himself, Vayikach Esarei Hameos. So he makes an allegiance with the officers of hundreds, and they're going to make an allegiance to restore kingship to Malchus Beis David. Now, once again, you will see that the names in the Tanakh are so significant. Who does he make an allegiance with to help him with the coup to overthrow Ataliahu, the queen? Azariahu ben Yeroham, Yishmael ben Yehochanan, Azariahu ben Oved, Maaseyahu ben Adiyahu, Elishapha ben Zichri. They join together with a covenant to restore kingship to Yoash ben Ahazayahu, the last survivor of Malchus Beis David. But look at their names. They're going to help God, so to speak, restore kingdom to Malchus Beis David. Azariahu, Azarka, helper of God. Yishmael, one who is Shamakel, listens to God. Azariahu, once again, helper of God. Even their last names, Yerocham from mercy. It's unbelievable. Yehochanan from Chinun, charm, grace. Oved is the last name. Worker of God, a servant of God. Maaseyahu, doing the Maaseh Hashem, the work of Hashem. Elishaphat, a judge on behalf of Hashem. So I'm stressing this because it reminds us how significant every word in our holy scriptures is. Nothing is to be taken from granted. So they make a deal. They have a secret brit, a secret covenant, Imo Brit. They enter with Yehoiada, and what is it to do? To restore monarchy to Malchus Beis David. By Yesobu Yehuda, they go around the Malchus Yehuda, and they gather the Levium from all the cities of Yehuda, and the heads of the tribes of Israel, and they come to Yerushalayim. By Yichus Kol HaKahal Brit BeBeit Elokim Imamelech, and the entire assembly makes a covenant in the house of God with the king, who was just the king, Yoash Ben Ahazayahu. He is still a child at this time. Vayomer lahem, and Yehoiada says, Hinei ben hamelech yimloch kasher dib Hashem al bnei David. We are going to restore monarchy to the family where it's supposed to be. The son of the king is going to rule like Hashem spoke over the sons of David. Zehadavar asher tasu. Now he gives instructions. How are they going to overthrow Ataliah, the wicked queen? So he gives orders, Pasuk Dalet, and he says, 1/3 of you, remember, he gathered the Levium, and he says, 1/3 of you from among the priest and the Levium, the Kohanim and the Levium, will be arriving on Shabbos. Hashlishi mikem ba'eha Shabbat la'kohanim v'lala Levium l'shorei hasipim. So he says, 1/3 of you, 1/3, from the Kohanim and the Levium who are arriving on Shabbos, in other words, it's their watch on that Shabbos day, as gatekeepers at the thresholds, they should should stand in one spot. So one third of the Leviim and Kohanim are going to stand as gatekeepers. Another one third, Pasuk Hey, the Hashlishi Bebeit HaMelech, a third of you will stand in the palace at the king's house, the Hashlishi Beshar HaYesod, and a third of you will be at the gate of the foundation. So in other words, they're going to break up the regent, if you will, the regiment, so not everyone is in the same place. And where will the people be? V'chol ha'am b'chatzo Beit Hashem, and all the people will be in the courtyard of the house of God by the Beit HaMikdash. And no one is allowed to come into the Beit HaMikdash, says Yehoyada. Remember, he's the Kohen Gadol, so he is assigning the Levim and the Kohanim their tasks for their watches on the Shabbos, and he's very smart. He knows to divide the camp. He doesn't want the queen, Atalia, to know that there is about to be a coup and she's about to be overthrown. There's a rebellion on Malchus Yehuda. And he says, no one is allowed to come into the temple of God except for the Kohanim who are serving on the Shabbos and the Levim. Hema yavo ki kodesh hema. They may come because they are holy. V'chol ha'am yishmeru mishmeres Hashem. And the entire people shall keep the watch of the Lord from the outside. They're not allowed into the Beis HaMikdash. V'hi kivu ha'levim es ha'melech saviv ish v'chela biyado. All of the Levim should surround the king, meaning Yoash ben Achazayahu. They will have instruments, they will have weapons, they will have implements of war in their hand. V'haba el habayit yumat. Anyone who enters the house of God shall be put to death. V'hiyu et ha'melech b'vo v'tzeito. And the Leviim must be with the king as he comes in and as he departs to ensure that he is protected from danger. Because certainly Ataliyahu must have had people who were loyal to her. She certainly brought advisors along from Malchus Yisrael, and they are afraid that the rebellion will be squelched. Vayasu ha-Levim v'chol Yehuda k'chol asher tziva Yehoyada. So the Levim and all of Yehuda do everything that Yehoyada the Kohen instructs them to do. Vayichu ish adan ashav ba'e Shabbat im yotzei ha-Shabbat. Interestingly, usually Rabbi Dean Steindl says on Shabbos the Mishmeres ha-Kohen would switch. So one group of Kohanim would come in and another group of Kohanim would leave. On this Shabbos, Yehoyada did not dismiss anyone. Both watches of Kohanim remained. Kilo patar Yehoyada coin et hamachlekot, because Yehoyada the Kohen did not exempt or excuse anyone. Those who usually left were working overtime, so to speak, so there should be extra people to reinforce the reinstating of the king to Malchus Beis David. So Yehoyada is clearly a very good and not corrupt Kohen who is working for Hashem. Yehoyada, he knows God. Vayitin Yehoyada Kohen l'sharei hameos, hameos, es hachanitim, v'es hamaginos, v'es hashalitim, asher lemelech David. So interestingly, he gives them spears and shields and instruments that had been King David's. Asher Beit HaElokim. They're now in the house of God. So we're talking about very ancient implements of war that go back generations. Remember, David, Shlomo, Rechavam, Avia, Asa, Yehoshaphat, Yehoram, Chazayahu, and Yoash. This is 9 generations away from King David. It's unbelievable. And they were stored in the Beit HaMikdash, and now he takes them out and he gives them to the Kohanim and Levim who are guarding the new king. Rabbi Adin Steinzelt says, there was a large treasury in the temple which contained items of historical value, such as the weapons of King David. And these weapons could still be used in practice. It is also possible the captains were given these ancient weapons as a great symbolic measure to demonstrate the legacy of the house of King David was in their hands. So there's 2 purposes. One, we could actually use them if need be to squelch any opposition to their rebellion. And 2, to remind them that they are fighting for Malchus Beis David. Yehoyada Pasugir positioned all of the people, each with a weapon, sword, or spear in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house. Mikesef habayis hayaminis ad kesef habayis hasmalis. So from the right shoulder, so to speak, to the left shoulder. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash was packed with guards, the mizbech, the habayis, up to the altar, up to the house. Al hamelech saviv. The king is completely surrounded. And it's so interesting what they do next. Vayotziu et ben hamelech. They take out the son of the king. Remember, we're talking about still a young child, they put a crown on top of him and also the Edus. Now the Edus reminds us of the Aron HaEdus, the Ark of Testimony, which refers to Torah. So they give him a crown, and every king must have a Sefer Torah. And they anoint him. Vayim shachuhu Yehoyada uvana vayomu yechi hamelech. Yehoyada and his sons, the Kohanim, appoint him as new king. And what do they say? Yechi HaMelech. May the king live. Now, Vatishma Ataliyahu et kol ha'am. Ataliyahu, the wicked queen, hears the voice of the people. Haratzim v'hamahalalim et ha'melech. She hears people running. She hears people praising the king. What king? What's Yechiya Melech? I'm the queen. Vatavo ala am beit Hashem. And she comes to the temple to see what's going on. Vateri, what does she see? V'hini ha'melech omeid al amudo. What on earth is going on here? She sees that the king is standing up on his platform at the entrance, and there are officers over the king, and all of the nation is happy. Sameach v'tzokeh b'chatzotzot. They're blowing on the trumpets, and they're playing musical instruments, and they're saying halal. Oh my gosh. Vatikra ataliyahu et bigadeha. She tears her clothing. Vatomer kesher, kesher, conspiracy, conspiracy, she cries out. I thought it was very significant. She calls out kesher, kesher, which Rabbi Dean Steinzels translates as conspiracy, conspiracy. However, you can't help but know that the letters are interchangeable. And if you unscramble them, it reads sheker, sheker, lies, lies. This is all lies. We can imagine that that is what Ataliyah would say. She wants to maintain the kingdom. She was married to Queen. She was, I'm sorry, married to the king Yehoram after their son Ahaziah died. So she figures, who cares if I'm from Malchus Shah? She wants more power. Kesher, kesher, which kesher, kosher, which means conspiracy, conspiracy, but we can scramble the letters and read sheker, sheker. This is all a bunch of lies, but she does not stand a chance. Vayotze Yehoyada coin et sari hameo. So he calls the officers, Pekudei Achayil, appointed over the army. He says, take her out. She is about to be killed. The wicked king Ataliyah, who is taken out, take her out from the temple ranks. If anyone follows her and tries to help her, he says, they shall be put to death by sword. If anyone tries to help her and save her, they shall be put to death by sword, because the Kohen said, Lo timituha beit Hashem. Don't put her to death in the house of God. So take her away from here. She's about to be put to death, but not on the temple grounds. By Yasumula Yadayim, they cleared a path for her. They push her out. I thought this was so interesting. El Mevo Sha'ar HaSusim. She is taken to the pass of the gates of horses. Beit HaMelech, by the king's house. Vayimitu Hasham. She's put to death there. Now we know that King Shlomo had a lot of horses, so of course it's entirely possible and plausible and makes sense. There is a Shar Susim by the Beit HaMelech, a gate of horses by the king's palace. But I think that it's also very significant that she is specifically put to death by Sha'ar HaSusim, the gate of the horses, to show that she is no better than a horse, so to speak. In fact, you could say she's even worse. A horse does the will of its creator, and she did not do the will of her creator, and she lowered herself down, not to the level of a human being, but unfortunately, the level to an animal. And Yehoyada now continues. He makes a covenant between him and between the entire people and between the king, Liyo La'am Hashem, La Hashem. The nation will be to God. They are going to eradicate any vestige of Avodah Zarah that Ataliyahu put throughout the land. And the people went up, Pasuk Gedzayin, to the temple of Baal, which is an Avodah Zarah, and they smashed it into pieces. They shatter the altars. And there is Matan, who was a Kohen to Baal. They put him to death. Now, I also thought that this was interesting. Matan Kohen, it's not Matanyahu, which would be a present from God. Matanyahu, a Kohen. Which makes very, very plausible when you talk about names in Tanakh. It's not Matanyahu, it's just Matan, which shows you that he's a false prophet. He doesn't have Shem Hashem added onto his name. He is a prophet for Baal. Hargu lifnei hamizbechot. They kill him before the altars to Baal. Once again, his name is Matan and not Matanyahu, to show that God is not attached to him. And Pasuk Yirchas, Yehoyada placed the administration of the Beit HaMikdash into the hands of the Kohanim, the Levian. So under the reign of Ataliyahu, Avodas Beit HaMikdash had deteriorated very, very much. Once again, he restores the temple service to the hands of the Kohanim, the Levian, to bring their olos, just like it's written in the Torah of Moshe, Besimcha uVeshir al Yidei David. So once again, they're going to have song and they're going to have joy, and the service will be as it's supposed to be. He positioned gatekeepers at the gate so that no one impure could enter or exit, or really enter. What's so interesting is if you follow the excavations in and around Temple Mount that are going on today, there are so many mikvaot that are constantly uncovered so that people coming to be Olah L'Rego or coming up to the Beit HaMikdash could purify themselves before they went. He wants to prevent any impurity. impurity. And we see here that Yoash ben Achazayahu has been restored as king thanks to Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol, who was the child's uncle. Last pasuk, Vayismichu kol am haaretz v'ha'ir shakta. People of the land rejoiced. The throne has been returned to Beit David. The wicked queen has been put to death. Service is restored to the temple. Ve'at Ataliyahu heimitu b'cheref. And wicked Ataliyahu was put to death by sword. Just one note, that's the end of the parak. Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz writes that the king was still a young boy. Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol, who saved his life, remained his guardian. And now, of course, the monarchy is restored to Malchut Beit David, Baruch Hashem. There is victory at this point. The drama will continue tomorrow with our continued learning. Thank you for studying together with me, Lilui Nishma, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef, Alal Sham. I wish you all a wonderful day, Kol Tov, and thank you.